Hello.
Hi, is this Yan?
John? No.
I was looking for Yan Song. My name is Ruben. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh,
Okay?
good. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yun,
Yoon, okay.
Y-U-N.
Hi,
Last name is Song. Song.
Song. Yoon, can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
I'm sorry, I don't have a pen with me. But in case cut off, then
I'm sorry, does the 9102 show up on my phone? On your phone?
okay.
I'm the
Yeah.
underwriter. I'm the underwriter that works with Kevin here at the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
All right, great. So is now an okay time to go over the file with you?
Okay.
Perfect. So Jan, I'm sorry, I just wanted to understand kind of what you know about the working capital loan. I understand you're shopping around for a few of these loans and want to get the best offer available. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So the first thing is, I believe you have an offer through a company called On Deck Capital through a broker. Is that correct?
Yeah, already,
Okay.
yes.
Okay. Just you know, I've been with our company for 9 years. My job is an underwriter here. I know On Deck, they're a great company, but I think our offers are sometimes a little more competitive. So the first thing I wanted to go over was, number one, about how much money are you looking for?
About 100,000.
About 100,000. Okay. And if the rate is cheaper, will you be open to less money?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. What do you know about the working capital loan product? What have people told you thus far so I know where to start?
Because right now I have American Merchant Finance
Correct.
for the 1 year for the 6%.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm looking for a little more time, like 2 year, 3 year, whatever you can go maximum, and better rate. That's what I'm looking for. Then I want to pay off that American Merchant.
Okay.
Then less money I want to purchase for the inventory.
Okay. So
Yeah,
I and
this is my second time turn. Last year I pay off, then this year will be pay off, I believe, October this year.
okay. So
Yeah.
the loan that we're gonna do, and I'm saying the same as with the On Deck. We're not gonna make you pay off your American Express loan. We're definitely not gonna be. We're not gonna offer you a 6% loan that they. Take cards, I know, based off your merchant statements. We're going to give you additional funding. So I want to make sure you understand our product. We'd be giving you an additional loan. We wouldn't make you pay off the American Express.
Okay, no problem.
In terms of term length, what I'd like to focus really on here is getting you the best rate. And I understand you kind of haven't shared with the sales rep what your rates are with OnDeck, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you willing to share those with me, or do you just want to give them an idea of what our best offers would be?
No, I don't want to share. I
Okay.
don't want to share. Yeah,
Okay.
if you give a good rate, yes.
Okay. So, and just you know, and this is, I'm not the salesperson here. What have salespeople told you your expected rate should be? Has anyone mentioned that to you, either from our side or any of the other companies you're working with?
No, he don't. Kevin? No, he don't say the rate, but he say he give you the better rate. That's I'm waiting for you.
Okay. And so you've been offered some terms with OnDeck. Okay. So the first thing is, I'm assuming that on your OnDeck loan, the first thing is we're not going to have any loan origination fees. My assumption is that on your OnDeck loan, there's something called an origination fee of about 2.5%. Is that correct?
Around, yes.
Okay. So we're not going to charge you that fee. There's going to be no origination fee. So you won't have to pay that 2.5%. You'd be looking, if you want to get a really good rate, you'd be looking at about $75,000 over about 15 months with no fees. Is that something that would work for you?
Okay. How many months?
I think, well, here's the thing. I think if we're going to, if we would, we would, you paying off the American Express loan really wouldn't make sense. It's not in your best interest to refinance because their rates are 6%, and that's a
Right.
very cheap loan. We're not going to be at 6%. So, I think you'd be looking at about 75,000 at about 6 months. I'm sorry, 75,000 at about 15 months with no fees, with no origination fee.
15 months. So only 1 year, 3 more months.
Correct.
Where's the payment?
Let me give you some ideas. And do you have any payments in mind with this daily payment? Have you gone out, do you have any estimates in mind or no?
For the where?
For the 75. Well, I know you're shopping around for these loans. So the first thing is, if we will beat OnDeck rates or whoever you're working with, I'm confident about that. But what I want to make sure I understand is $75,000 going to be enough here to earn your business?
But, you know, right now I have American Merchant Finance balance about $45,000 something.
So okay.
You can use
the money. We're going to put the money into your account regardless. But okay. We're going to put the money in your account. Whatever you do with the money is on you. It's your choice. But one of the key points of...
So you mean is you give you only $75,000, right?
But we wouldn't make you pay off your American Express. Because that's what's going to happen is if we force you to pay off your American Express loan, that loan is at 6%. Neither us nor OnDeck will offer you a loan at 6%. Our loans will be more expensive than 6%. It's just no one's going to be at 6%. So I know OnDeck, and I know they do not lend at 6% interest. I know these. So I think if you have a product that can allow you to keep your loan, it's going to be a better product for you than forcing you to pay off your OnDeck loan. We would wire the money into your bank account. Now, you could take this money and you could pay off American Express, but we'd allow you to keep it.
Me already, but about $75,000 you give that. One second, yeah. Okay?
All right, cool. Go ahead.
$75,000, and I want to pay off Bank of America about $45,000.
Bank of America or American Express?
No, American Express. I'm sorry.
Can I ask why you'd want to pay them off? Because that loan is very, very cheap. Yes.
Because I don't want a two payment. I just want one payment.
But you
payment. No.
Do you understand that their loan is very cheap and paying them off?
It's 6%. I know that. Yeah.
My advice is, and what we tell customers is, if a lender forces you to pay off the loan, then you should do it. But we wouldn't make you pay off OnDeck. I'm assuming, is the other company you're working with, are they making you pay off American Express to get their loan?
No. Okay. They always say they don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, 75, then only 15 months. What is the payment?
I'm sorry?
What's the payment?
What I want to do is I want to give you a range of payments to make sure we're kind of in a competitive situation, okay? So let's bring this up. Bear with me. What I'm going to do is kind of give you a range of payments with no fees at all, with no origination fees, over 15 months, okay? Has anyone talked to you about the renewal on our loans or no?
What's that?
The reps that you're working with, have they told you about the refinance program? It's called the renewal program or no?
No.
Okay, so the way that our loan works is there are no origination fees, and once you're halfway through the loan, you can apply for more money. If you get a loan to pay off our existing notes, essentially if you refinance, you will see in our contract that we waive the remaining interest. So let me give you an idea of what your payment, and you understand this would be a daily payment loan, correct? You're okay with that?
This is daily payment?
It would be a daily payment loan, correct.
I'm not adjusting.
What were you looking for?
Looking for monthly.
Okay. Has someone at OnDeck told you you're getting a monthly payment?
No, I don't want to say that. So whatever, can you do monthly? Yes, no.
For the rate you're looking for?
When I talked to Kevin, he said 3 years, but now it's 15 months, then $100,000 goes to the 75. Let's do this rate. Forget it. So I don't want to do that. I don't want to waste time, please.
All right, well, I can give you the rates if you'd wish, so you can have them.
But it's no daily, no. I'm not interested.
Even if it's a better rate than what you currently have? Our rates are much cheaper, by the way. Do you mind if I give them to you?
To where? In the American Merchant?
No. If I give you what your loan approvals would look like, what your terms would look like. Sir, I'm not in sales. I know you're shopping around. I just want to give you the best offer available.
Why don't you send it to email? Because I don't want to, you know...
Okay, would you like your rep? Would you like your rep to email you?
15 months. It's not much help.
Okay, just so you know, our loans are much cheaper than I think what you're offered. So what I'm going to do is this. I understand you don't want to waste your time. I'm going to have Kevin email you out your loan terms. He has your email, correct?
Yeah, he have my number, yes.
All right, email. All right. Yeah. Do you get emails on your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, so what he'll do is this. Without wasting any of your time, we'd like to earn your business. We're local, by the way. We're in Southern California. I'm going to have Kevin email you your loan terms. I think you're going to find the loan terms cheaper than what you've been offered and honestly much, much more attractive. Please look out for his email and then we can take it from there. And if it works, we can get you funded by tomorrow.
I know, but you know, first thing, whatever you be the good price, I mean the good rate, I do not want to daily payment. No.
Okay, well, I can have Kevin shoot you. I can have Kevin send you some options. He's your rep, so let me have him send you some options, and hopefully we can figure it out and get you something that works, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.